most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six resort quick service restaurants. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 100 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of November 27th, 2016. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans. Whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Today, the podcast is sponsored by Ear to Their Travel. If you're planning a trip to any Disney destination, give Phil at Ear to Their Travel a call. Phil is a former Disney cast member, so he really knows how Disney works. He can help you plan all the details of your next vacation at no extra cost to you, while making sure you get the best deal on your trip. You can reach Phil at eartotheirtravel.com. If you are hungry, Disney has you covered. Some estimates suggest there are more than 150 restaurants on Disney property, and it may even be more than that now. Many of them, though, are in the resorts, and some of my favorite are quick service restaurants. Today, we're going to take a look at the top six quick service restaurants at Disney resorts. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome someone who's been known to enjoy a meal or two at Disney World, Russ Reeves. Russ, welcome back.
This is true. I do enjoy my Disney meals, and I really enjoy resort dining, and I really enjoy quick service resort dining, and I'm hungry right now, and so this is just right up my alley to be talking about this.
I'm hungry too. This podcast should come with a disclaimer. Don't start listening if you're hungry, because I think there's going to be a lot of talk of food on this one.
Yes, indeed. My favorite subject.
It's one I like,
too. Two of my favorite subjects, Disney and food.
Yeah, it's a good combo. Almost as good as free and chocolate.
You did it again. You worked it in again. Before we go further, I need to congratulate you, because if my calculations are correct, this is episode 100 for the World of Walt podcast.
You are right. This is episode 100, and I'm glad that you could join me for it. It's been an amazing journey coming up with 100 different topics and recording 100 different episodes. It's been a ton of fun, though, and I really appreciate everyone who listens to the show and everyone who joins me on the show. So, like you do, Russ, it makes it fun. So thank you.
I've been a fan since episode one, and I wasn't even on it back then. But I've enjoyed listening and, getting to know you through corresponding at the beginning when I won one of your drawings back in the early days of the podcast. Mm. And that sparked correspondence that turned into a friendship, and now we record these together and get together whenever I'm down that way. And so it's just been a great journey for me along with you here. And I'm really excited for you getting 100 episodes under your belt. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. And, I've told people this before. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast, that the thing that has really surprised me about doing the podcast is being able to make connections with people that I wouldn't be able to make. So being able to strike up a friendship with you and some of the other folks who helped me making the podcast. That has been like the icing on the cake. I love talking about Disney. I like doing the podcast technology, but just getting to connect with some new people, that was something I didn't expect and something I really appreciated. So thank you for being a part of it. And thanks to everyone who listens. Otherwise it would just be you and me talking.
Yeah, wow. And to think, people actually listen to what we have to say.
I know. It's amazing. And I'm glad that they do. Okay, so before we get to the topic for today, the beloved warm-up question is, what is your favorite continuously loading attraction?
Well, when you say continuously loading, I know you're talking about a special category of attraction where the ride vehicle never stops. So usually you're going to get onto some kind of a moving sidewalk or something like that to kind of catch up to the speed of your ride vehicle and get on board, right?
Exactly right, yes.
And there are a lot of these. When you stop to think about them, there are a lot more than originally come to mind. But I'm going to go with the one that first came to my mind when you first mentioned continuously moving attraction, and that is the People Mover, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, whatever name they're calling it the next time you're in Walt Disney World. that is my all-time favorite continuously loading attraction.
It is a good one. So what is it that you like about the People Mover?
Well, I think I've shared with you and the listeners before that I have never been a big thrill seeker, and so there was a time when that portion of the People Mover that goes through Space Mountain was about as much of a thrill ride as I could handle. So going back to my very earliest memories of the park, you know, the People Mover was always one that I could ride and enjoy, and I didn't have to worry about getting scared or anxious about it. And it's just relaxing, and it's just classic Disney. You know, I mean, I can remember thinking, wow, the day is coming when this is how we're going to get to work, and this is how we're going to get to school. We're going to jump in these little carts on these, you know, electric tracks, and they're going to take us wherever we're going. And we're not there yet, but we can be there. We can be there when we go to Tomorrowland. And so I love it.
Yeah, it is a favorite attraction of mine. I think it just, well, for so many reasons. You get a great view. It's a relaxing spot. You get to preview a lot of what's coming up in Tomorrowland. And it has that sense of possibility on what tomorrow could have been, yeah, or maybe could be. So, yeah, it's a great choice for a continuously loading attraction. And I think you're right. There are so many continuously loading attractions, from Spaceship Earth to Journey of the Little Mermaid. So many of them are always in motion. And it's an interesting, I think, angle on picking a favorite attraction. And I'm kind of having a bit of a hard time picking just one. But if I had to pick just one, I might pick the Haunted Mansion. I think that it's one that's been around for so long. I think it's kind of made the Omni Mover and continuously loading concept famous. So the fact that you get to get into your Doom Buggy and take off through this amazing story, a very interesting story, sometimes hard to piece together story of the Haunted Mansion, it's one of my favorite continuously loading attractions, and just a great attraction all around.
Yeah. Just a favorite attraction without any qualifiers attached to it. But, yeah, that is one that when we say continuously loading attraction, that's a great example of it, because when you round that final corner of the queue, you get onto the moving sidewalk, and, you know, and you sort of catch up to speed of your Doom Buggy and jump in.
Yep. And you are off to see some amazing things.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so back to our topic for today, top 6 quick service restaurants at resorts. And number 1, Russ, is over for you.
A while back, you and I did a show about reasons not to overlook Port Orleans Riverside. And this was on that list, too. The Riverside Mill food court there at Port Orleans Riverside. It's a great little quick restaurant. It's not little, it's a big place. And I love this restaurant for a lot of reasons. Their menu is there's a wide variety available. It's got some great views of the Sasagula River there as it comes around the bend. And there's also just some fun little details. You've got the idea that you're eating in an old mill that's been repurposed, and the old water wheel outside is still turning, and the gears are turning on the inside. You know, that's going on over your head while you're in there. And then, as I mentioned on our previous episode about Port Orleans, it's the only quick serve restaurant I know of that comes with dinner and a show, because I want to say it's every hour on the hour, but it might not be every hour. I don't remember exactly the timing. But there's a song that comes on. It's sort of a welcome to the Riverside Mill song, and then the cast members who work there in Riverside Mill will stop what they're doing. They do a little dance and they sing along with it, and so you get some entertainment there in a quick service resort restaurant.
So that's a lot going on in a quick service restaurant, but I agree with everything you've said. I'm always fascinated to watch these huge gears turning that are part of the mill and connected to the water wheel. I think it's just fascinating to see those, and the food, nothing to sneeze at. It's pretty good there.
It is very good there, yeah. And I mean, you know, this is when you stay at a place like this, you tend to think of your quick service option as your food court. But, you know, this is so much more than a food court. This is a legitimate restaurant where you just happen to get your food at a counter, you know.
Yeah.
So don't think of it as the hotel food court. Think of it as a unique dining experience that's really got a lot of atmosphere and ambiance, and the food is good, too.
Agree. Number one, a good choice, Riverside Mill. Okay, number two is over to me. I am going to go over to Coronado Springs and the Pepper Market. So I've always thought that the layout of the Pepper Market is an interesting spot. There was a time when you would get your food and they would mark it down on a card, and then as you walked out, you would pay for it after you'd eaten it all. Now it's changed recently where you get your food and you pay for it, and then you get to eat it. So I think just the design of the place is interesting. There are a lot of different food stations with different things to eat. I am a fan of south of the border Mexican type of food, and they've got some really nice choices. I have had the enchiladas before. They have Yukon roasted chicken with kumbu cornbread. I'm a sucker for cornbread. There is a crab cake sandwich, and you've got some pretty standard offerings like make your own salad and a burger stop and a pizza station. But I really enjoy all of the Mexican-themed food items they have there. The food is good. The environment is a lot of fun. And I think it's just a great place to go. Even if you have to go seek it out, if you're not staying at Coronado Springs, I think it's worth making a stop so that you can visit the Pepper Market.
I agree. Now you're talking about my favorite resort. I love Coronado Springs, and I stay there a lot. And even when I'm not staying there, we go eat at Pepper Market. We love it. The food is great, as you mentioned. The Mexican offerings are great. The restaurants are run by the same corporation that runs the Mexican restaurants in Epcot, so you're getting that same quality food. In addition, there's some great burgers in there. They've got some really unique burgers at the burger station. And, you know, and it's just such a fun, festive environment, too. I love the Pepper Market.
Yeah. Festive is a really good word. You walk in there, and it feels like a party might break out at any moment. It's just a fun atmosphere in which to eat.
It is. It is. The colors are bright, and you almost kind of feel like you're outside a little bit. And if you want to eat outside, you can. You can go right outside the doors there and eat on a really nice promenade there around the lake, and so or around Lago Dorado, as it's known.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got some options for seating there too. You got big tables, little tables. One thing I would say, just based on experience, and that is if there happens to be a big convention or meeting going on there, because Coronado is a convention resort, the Pepper Market can get really crowded at peak meal times. So that's the one drawback to it. And I know that a lot of people have that critique of Coronado as a whole. But the only time I've ever really been affected by there being a convention or meeting going on is if I'm trying to eat at the same time that all those folks who are in their meetings come out for lunch and everybody kind of crashes in on Pepper Market at the same time.
Yeah. Yep. Good one, Pepper Market, number two. Number three, Russ, back to you.
So we'll head over to the Grand Floridian. And, you know, when I start thinking about dining options at the Grand Floridian, all I'm thinking about are these luxurious gourmet restaurants like Narcoossee's and Citrico's and Victoria and Albert's and even to some extent 1900 Park Fair. But if you go outside and around sort of the far end of the building, there you will come to the Gasparilla Island Grill. This is a great little restaurant. It's got a good variety on the menu, and there's some unique things that go on here, and some of them are seasonal, and so you know you kind of have to stay on top of it. Anything that we ever say on a podcast is sort of a snapshot in time because things change at Disney. So by the time you hear this, you know some of the information may not be relevant anymore. Like, I think about a year ago, Gasparilla Island Grill offered what they called, I think, a week's worth of hot dogs. And it was every day of the week they had a different specialty hot dog. So on Sundays they had a Cleveland dog, and on Mondays they had a Seattle dog, and on Tuesdays a Kansas City dog, and Wednesdays was Memphis, and Thursdays was Idaho, which was a hot dog inside of a baked potato instead of a bun. Fridays was New York, and Saturdays was Chicago. I'm not sure they're still doing that, but that's a good example of the kind of things that you'll find in terms of variety in resort quick serve foods. You know, they're always kind of experimenting or offering something special and unique, even if it's just for a limited time. But right now, my favorite thing about Gasparilla Island Grill is on Wednesday nights from, I think it's 8 to 10:30 or 8:30 to 10:30 on Wednesday nights, 8:30 to 10:30, I just looked it up, they have something called the Gone Mad Wishes Fireworks Party. And here's something, hold on to your seats, because this is something you've never heard these words in the same sentence before. This is a free Disney fireworks party.
A what?
Are you still with me? Did I lose you? It's a free Disney fireworks party. So you go out to Gasparilla Island Grill, and out on the patio around the restaurant, they've got all this great furniture that they brought in from California Adventure, from the Mad Tea Party that they had out there for so long. Really fun, designed furniture. And it's all set out there. It costs you absolutely nothing to get into this, and you have sort of an off-centered view of Wishes over Magic Kingdom. And there are some desserts and beverages that you can purchase there, but just looking over the list, they're all pretty reasonable, $5 to $10. But anyway, it's just, what a great idea. What a great way to get people into the quick service place that's maybe not at the top of their dining list. Go over there and have dinner and come out and watch the fireworks afterward. It's a great place to do it from. And like I said, that offering is going on right now here, fall of 2016. I don't know if it's going to go on forever. I don't know how long it's going to go on. But it's a good example of the kind of special things that you can happen upon in a resort quick serve restaurant.
My brain is still stuck back at free fireworks party.
Fireworks party.
Wow.
Heard that correct.
Yeah, that's something.
Gone Mad Wishes Fireworks Party. So if anybody wants to Google it, they can find it that way. Gone Mad Wishes Fireworks Party.
Yeah. I've always thought the Gasparilla Island Grill has been a great spot to grab a snack and check out Wishes. Like you say, it's off-center, but usually you don't have to hunt out a spot and guard it hours and hours before Wishes. You can find a decent spot just standing around, and if you're there a few minutes early, there's a good chance you can find a table. With the fireworks party, maybe the logistics have changed a little bit, but this is definitely one of those locations that's got the location going for it. It's in a great spot. The fact that you can view Wishes, I think, is it makes it something worth seeking out. And I think the food has improved over time, and I think just the idea of the different hot dogs that they tried out was a lot of fun too. So it's a fun spot to check out.
Yeah, definitely. Great place to go.
Good. All right, number four is over to me, and I'm going to go to the Art of Animation and the quick service restaurant there called Landscape of Flavors. So I think Disney has been getting a little more adventurous in its menu choices recently. We saw that in Adventureland with the Skipper Canteen, and I think we see it in the Landscape of Flavors. So they do have some of the more standard offerings. There's a pizza station. I think it's fun that you can create your own salad and you can create your own pasta at Landscape of Flavors. But they've also introduced some more unique dishes, and I've tried a couple of these before. I've tried the Mongolian grilled beef stir fry. It's very good. I've also tried the curry chicken. I love curry chicken, and the curry chicken at Landscape of Flavors is great. So it's a fun atmosphere. It's what you would expect from a value resort. But some of the food choices are interesting and very good. So if you are staying at the Art of Animation, check out the Landscape of Flavors.
Yeah, I think the Landscape of Flavors really sort of redefined quick service resort dining. This was sort of the first one to kind of kick it up a notch from the idea of a food court in a value resort.
Yeah.
And the others are coming along. They're catching up with it now. You're seeing better menu offerings and, a little bit nicer theming coming in now. It's a beautiful restaurant, for one thing. I mean, it's just the areas are so well themed inside the restaurant. And, you know, and I get a little bit confused sometimes going from station to station and trying to check out and all that. So that's my only sort of hesitation about it. But the food is great there. I mean, you're getting as good a food as you'll get anywhere on property, I think.
Yeah, and there are a lot of choices, and they're sort of spread out. So you need to take a few minutes to walk around and see what's on the different menu boards and sort of get a peek into the dishes that they're preparing there. So you're right. It takes an extra couple of minutes to take advantage of those offerings, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And, you know, what a fun place to go just walk around, even if you're not staying there, and see all the great theming there. I think that Cars area at Art of Animation is one of the best themed resort areas anywhere to be found. And so, you know, and the whole resort is well themed. So great place to go. Just enjoy a few hours, walk around, walk over to Pop Century, and then and grab a meal there at Landscape of Flavors.
I agree. That was number four. Number five, Russ, over to you.
Okay, so I'm a little bit nervous because this is sort of a hidden gem. This is I don't want too many people to know about this one because I'm surprised that how few people actually do know about it. But this is the Artist's Palette at Saratoga Springs. This has become one of my favorite resort quick service dining options, and I've never even stayed at Saratoga Springs. I have enjoyed this place when everywhere at Disney Springs was crowded. I could either take the walk or the boat ride over to Saratoga Springs and go into Artist Palette. I've never found a crowd there, and it's a beautiful dining location. There's a lot of beautiful art in the restaurant, and the food is really good. I've had some really good meals here. My whole family has. I was just looking over the menu a little while ago. I had one time there the Saratoga salad with chicken, which is a mixture of field greens with dried cranberries and dried blueberries and apples and walnuts, and it has a lemon poppy seed dressing. One of the best salads I've ever had. I love that salad. They have a sausage and pepper flatbread. It's got Italian sausage on it. That's very good as well. They have a spicy Italian beef sandwich, which is very good. So it's just a great little out-of-the-way place. Not a lot of people are going there, and I hope it stays that way. So any listeners that want to go try it out, that's fine. Just don't tell your friends about it. Just keep it between us here. but this is my little secret getaway from the crowds at Disney Springs, is go over to Artist Palette.
What a great tip, and a good idea to take the boat over or the walkway. I would imagine that it's pretty quick either way. I have not been there, so now I'm in on the secret.
Yeah. We went just kind of on a whim, and we really loved it. So, yeah, we're going to be going back there a lot.
Great tip. Good. All right, that was number five. So number six, last one, back over to me. So I think we may have needed to arm wrestle over who got to say this one, but I am going to head over to the Polynesian Village Resort and Captain Cook's, which I think is a diamond quick service restaurant at the Disney resorts. So it starts off at breakfast. If you've heard people talk about Tonga toast with the banana built into the French toast, you can get it at the full-service restaurants at the Polynesian Village, but you can get it at this quick-service location too. $8. It's a pretty good deal. That's a good tip for
roughly
breakfast.
Roughly half the price.
Yeah.
Isn't it roughly half the price than it is at Kona Cafe?
I think you're
right. And the only difference is you don't get the little strawberry compote that it comes with at Kona Cafe.
Yep.
So, you know, bring your own canister of strawberry jelly or just forego it, and it's half the price.
That's a deal right there, and I think this is another spot where some of the meal offerings are really unique and delicious. So I have personally had the Thai coconut meatballs. They are great, so much so that I wish the serving size were bigger. I've had the pulled pork nachos, which is maybe on the opposite end of the scale. There aren't a lot of meals I get where I say, oh, I just can't finish it. But oftentimes the pulled pork nachos, I just cannot finish. You get so much. The Aloha pork sandwich is good. They have delicious flatbreads. Captain Cook's, I think, is just a winner all around. It's in a great location. And another great thing about the location of Captain Cook's is that it is just around the corner from the Pineapple and I, where you can get a Dole Whip. So it's got it all going.
It does. And, you know, I'm going to say something that I may never be invited back on World of Walt. This might be crazy, but I trust you. I'm going to tell you this. This might be my favorite place to eat in all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
There, I said it. I love the Polynesian. I love the music that's playing in there. I can sing those songs by heart. I love that the beverage options includes the Minute Maid Light Pomegranate Lemonade. I love the Tonga Toast. I love the Aloha Pork Sandwich. In fact, this is how we do Captain Cook's. So my family prefers the Aloha Pork Sandwich and the lunch options. I prefer the Tonga Toast. So we go right at the time that it's switching over from breakfast to lunch. We get two Tonga Toast to split, and we get two Aloha Pork Sandwiches to split. And that's our meal. We have a brunch of Tonga Toast and Aloha Pork. We finish that up. We go around the corner, get the Dole Whip at Pineapple Lanai, and then walk it off by strolling around Seven Seas Lagoon there. I just love Captain Cook's. It's my favorite place.
So you've been there before?
Only more times than I can count.
When you have the timing
to
build your own brunch, that's pretty good.
Exactly. Funny story. I'm getting a Tonga Toast in there one time, and I'm checking out, you know, at the little register counter, and this guy says to me, the cast member, he says, "Do you know how many calories are in that?" I said, "No, and I don't care." I mean, obviously, he's never had one. If he's worried about how many calories are in it.
Calories don't count. Once you step foot on Disney property, they just don't exist anymore. Because you'll walk them off anyway.
Well, you're walking, you know, between 10 and 20 miles a day if you're going to the theme parks, you know? And so, and I don't go to the parks every day, but, you know, I'm getting a run in every other day while I'm there if I'm not going to the park. And so, you know, you're working it off. You're working it off. Mm-hmm. I think I eat well at Disney, but I actually think I end up losing weight when I'm there because you do burn so many calories.
Yeah, you're right. So there are a lot of quick service restaurants. Well, in the parks, there are a couple that serve barbecue ribs, which is one of my favorite things. I could probably eat barbecue ribs every day. But as far as an individual dish at a resort quick service restaurant, the Thai coconut meatballs are amazing. So I only wish there were more of them because they are so delicious. So I think both of us have a tender spot in our heart for Captain Cook's. There are just so many good things about it.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, what a great place if you're getting a meal there. Come out the back door, get your Dole Whip, go out and see the torch lighting ceremony, see the electrical water pageant, see Wishes right outside the door there, you know. Yeah. Or just take a nice daytime stroll around Seven Seas Lagoon over toward the Grand Floridian. So just a great, great experience to eat there.
I agree. Wow, now I am super hungry.
Oh, boy. I've got to get some food.
All right, well, let's wrap up this episode number 100, the top six quick service resort restaurants. Number one, the Riverside Mill at Port Orleans. Number two, the Pepper Market at Coronado Springs. Number three, the Gasparilla Island Grill at the Grand Floridian. Number four, the Landscape of Flavors at Art Animation. Number five, Artist Palette at Saratoga Springs. I've got to check that out. And number six gets two thumbs up, Captain Cook's at the Polynesian Village Resort. Russ, as always, it was a lot of fun going through this list. Thank you so much for being on with me.
Thank you. If I leave right now, I can be at Captain Cook's in 10 hours. What do you say we meet for Tonga Toast in the morning for breakfast?
That's a deal. $8. It's my treat.
All right. Thanks, Herb. And congratulations on 100 episodes.
Thank you. Today, we head out to the music loop from Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. And while we've made it through the list of the top six resort quick service restaurants, our conversation isn't over. I'd like to hear what you think about our list. Do you have a different idea? Would you like to add something to the list? You can. Visit the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/100. It's a page that works great on desktops, tablets, and smartphones. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other people think as well. I'd like to invite you to follow me on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt and pinterest.com/worldofwalt. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would appreciate it if you would spread the word. Tell your friends and your family about it. I'd like to wrap up for today by giving you a heartfelt thank you for spending some of your time with me. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site, where you can read interesting Disney articles and chat with other folks who like Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you, and that is very cool. Thank you for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day.